Welcome to Relate Higher, a podcast dedicated to providing the leading standard in conscious higher relating and to teaching you a conscious framework for all of your relationships. This is your go-to resource for developing meaningful, conscious relationships across your life. I'm your host, award-winning relationship coach and consultant and former family lawyer, Letitia Ringe. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, I am going to share with you how to enter into conscious relationship with the other people in your life, whether that be romantic partnerships, friendships, family, or your professional relationships. What is so wonderful about conscious relationships is that you can approach any relationship in your life consciously. And when you do that, that is what sets up your relationship life and your own satisfaction and fulfillment for successful, thriving relationships. So you will feel by practicing conscious relationships across your life that you have a supportive, fulfilling, satisfying, and thriving community and intentional relationship ecosystem that really allows you to have your relational needs and desires met. So remember, that is what we're working towards on this podcast and through Relate Higher. So far in this series, I've been sharing with you the three qualities that make up a conscious relationship: love, awareness, and intention. You now know the importance of practicing and deepening your practice of these three qualities. Now, as we continue through this series all about conscious relationships, you will also learn other principles, practices, and tools that will support you practically in real time to be in conscious relationship. I'm super excited to share these with you because when you're out in relationship with other people, no matter who it is, you will fall back into your default tendencies. This means you will fall back into fear. You will fall back into unawareness. You will fall back into moving without intention. So you will approach your relationships unconsciously. This is what sets you up for feeling like you're not successful in your relationships, for feeling unfulfilled, for desiring more. And that's why we want to, as best as we can, become aware when we're doing that and shift ourselves from unconsciousness back into consciousness. And that's what these principles, practices, and tools that I'll be sharing later on in this series will support you to do. In today's episode, I want to help you with your first step in entering into conscious relationships across your life. And that first step, all it involves is you applying the conscious relationship qualities that you've learned so far to your interactions with the other people in your life. So, whether you're moving through this podcast focused on your entire community and ecosystem, or a specific relationship area in your life, or a specific relationship, you will use today's episode to now apply what you've learned so far about conscious relationships to that relationship or those relationships by actually practicing conscious relationship just on your end. This is really exciting because what you're going to do is experiment and test for yourself how powerful it is to be in conscious relationship with another person without that other person even needing to be aware that you are practicing conscious relationship. They will respond to your way of relating in a different way to what you're used to because that is how relationships work. We are all in a dance with each other, responding to each other's behaviors, to each other's energy, which is really our thoughts and our feelings. And through that combination of your behavior, your feelings, your thoughts, and their feelings, you create a dynamic together. And that is your way of relating. dating. Now, because you bring yourself into every relationship, into every encounter with another person, you start to notice patterns in what you're experiencing in your relationships because you are the common factor in all of those relationships. You're the common partner in the dance. So the way you impact your relationships is having a very specific effect on every single relationship you're in, no matter who you swap out as the other person and the partner. This is why I stress how important it is to practice depth in your relationships rather than width. This means we focus on going deeper into the qualities, deeper into our relationships, deeper into our self-awareness and relationship with ourself, rather than thinking we just need to find the right people to be in relationship with. You will transform your experience of relationships just through showing up and practicing conscious relationship without the other person even needing to be involved. Now, of course, at some point we want to invite the other person to join us in this conscious relationship so that they're showing up consciously as well. They're applying these three qualities as well as the principles and practices and tools that I'm going to share later in this series. Now, you can only imagine that if the impact that you have on a relationship is so noticeable just when it's you being the only one consciously practicing conscious relationship, you can imagine what the impact is then when the other person is also doing this. It is remarkable, and you will get such a thrill, so much energy, so much satisfaction and fulfillment from all of your relationships. It will have you leaning in to places you typically felt were too scary to go because you want to experience more of that like juiciness from all of your relationships. There's truly nothing else like this. And it's so beautiful because typically people believe that they can only practice conscious relationship with a romantic partner. But not only can you practice conscious relationship with every kind of relationship in your life, you can also practice conscious relationship at every single phase of the relationship cycle. So even when you're going through separations and completions and breakups, even when you're healing from those separations and breakups, even when you're looking for new people or dating, even when you're starting new relationships, improving old relationships that maybe you believed were just done with, at every single stage, you can practice conscious relationship and it will have you feeling and experiencing relationships in positive ways that you've never experienced before. And that's why we're so dedicated at Relate Higher to teach you about this conscious approach to your relationships. I'm so excited to share this with you today. So in today's episode, we're talking about, well, how do I enter into conscious relationship with other people? I now know what a conscious relationship is. I now know what the three main qualities of a conscious relationship are. What do I do next? The next step, which is your first step, is to start practicing the three qualities and your understanding of conscious relationships so far with just yourself being the one who's practicing these qualities. And we want to do this intentionally so that you start to notice what the differences are in your dynamics that you're looking at so that you can see the power and the impact of only one person in the relationship showing up in this conscious way. Now, I also want you to know that being in conscious relationship does not mean you have to do it perfectly. Literally, for the rest of your life, you will be going deeper into conscious relationship with the people in your life rather than feeling like, well, I didn't do it right, there are problems, and so that means I'm not good at it. No, you will learn as you go along. And the point of conscious relationships is there's nothing that you're trying to be good at. It's really about expanding your awareness of what's happening in your relationships so that you can both show up more honestly and feeling more seen and heard by each other. And through that, it creates a transformational space for both of your growth and development as humans and also in your meaningful connection and experience of intimacy that you're creating together. So that's what you have to look forward to. In today's episode, I'm going to go through love, awareness, and intention again, and I'm going to give you some steps that you can implement today to start practicing and approaching your relationship or relationships generally using these three qualities. So without further ado, let's talk about them. Okay, let's talk about the quality of love first. So as you know, love is spoken about in the context of a conscious relationship in opposition to fear. So I want to explain a little bit more about what fear might show up as when you're interacting with other people. Firstly, trust is a really good indicator of whether you're embodying love and approaching a relationship from love or whether it's coming from fear. When you're coming from fear, you don't trust other people and you don't trust yourself. So it could be in some cases that there is a reason not to trust another person and out of love you're doing that for yourself. But in most cases, 99% of cases, we will move from a place of not trusting another person, most of the time without any evidence as to why we're doing that. And then we expect the other person to have to evidence why they should be treated as trustworthy first. This never creates trust in another person. In fact, it just creates more separation and distrust between you. And most people can be trusted. 99% of people can be trusted. Now, the level to which you open yourself up to another person, that might be where you have boundaries. You might simply show a certain level of depth and intimacy and vulnerability with a person until they've established a level of connection with you and of a consistent behavior that allows you to feel safer to open up and share more. But for the most part, we are all not sharing very much of ourselves because we are unconsciously afraid that this person is not someone who can be trusted or that we can't trust our own judgment of other people. So, an expression of trust in a relationship that you can start taking today without the other person needing to do a thing is you can approach that person in the relationship from trust as well as yourself. So that looks like inquiring within yourself, if I fully trusted this person and if I fully trusted my own judgment in this relationship, I trusted myself and what I felt I wanted to share with this person, what would be different about this relationship? That's where you start. And another aspect of love and fear that you can explore is then looking at how you express yourself in a relationship. Do you tend to filter yourself? Do you ever worry, like, how much of myself can I really show this person or will I be rejected? Now, this might come up as a conscious thought or it might come up unconsciously. You might just notice that you're hesitant or resistant to really share, for example, how you truly feel. Now, there is an art to the way we share how we feel with other people. A lot of us project how we feel and blame other people for how we feel. That gets the other person's back up. They get defensive. And so as I talk about conscious communication in later episodes, you will learn some tools for sharing how you feel in a way that creates connection and also comes from a place of responsibility rather than from disconnection. So the first thing you need to know is that when you're sharing how you feel, you want to share from a place of simply sharing how you feel. You're not there to blame someone. You're not there to convince someone that they should feel this way as well. You're just there to share honestly how you feel. So notice where you filter yourself and do not want other people to know how you feel. We don't need to know why you do it. You just want to notice that you do that. And then if you're coming and creating an environment of love for yourself, an environment of trust for yourself, you will feel safer to actually share and show another person how you feel. So what you want to do as you approach your relationships is start to create that environment of trust for yourself and then go about sharing how you feel with the other person or people in those relationships. Notice how when you set that example, that creates safety and security for the other person to follow your lead. And leadership is really what we're talking about when we're talking about conscious relationships, because it's such a new way of relating with people and a higher way of relating people. We are calling people to step up with us. And you will notice how much people want to do this. So as you share, I just want to let you know right now that I'm feeling really scared. you will notice how by you doing that, this allows the other person to step up and be more honest about how they're feeling too, and also more honest about their experiences of fear as well, or whatever emotion you're talking about and sharing on. So this creates more connection. Now, the second step is to look at the quality of awareness. We want to adjust the way you're approaching relationships in your life by expanding your awareness so that you're showing up and expanding your ability to be self-aware as well as relationally aware. Now, if you haven't listened to that episode, remember that relational awareness is about your awareness of the other person in the relationship as well as the relationship itself, as if the relationship itself is its own entity. Then there is you. Your awareness of yourself is self-awareness, and we're talking about self-awareness in the context of how you relate with other people. So noticing what's happening within you and how you're behaving with the other person is self-awareness, and relational awareness is noticing what might be happening within the other person and how they're behaving, and also what your relationship and connection in this moment is actually needing. These are so beautiful because when we look at these three different perspectives, we get different information that allows us to lead better and make better decisions in our relationships. So you can see how this also supports those of you who are in leadership roles in a professional context, because now you have more information to make better decisions for your teams and for your professional relationships, as well as for those of you leading up a family, it allows you to make better decisions. For those of you in a romantic partnership, it allows you to make better decisions for the romantic partnership itself, and same for your friendships. So a way that you can start increasing your awareness today without the other person needing to know is as follows. I want you to notice the next time you assume that you just don't like someone, or that the other person just doesn't like you, or you notice that you're triggered. Now, let me explain. Some of us are aware when we're triggered, when we're relating with another person. You might notice yourself close off in some way. That is usually a form of trigger. Now, there are many different triggers. There are many different protective patterns that we display when relating with people. And that's what I'm really talking about here when we talk about a trigger. And there are also other more general ways we can notice where a trigger might be underneath what is happening. And often that's in the case when we just assume that we don't like someone, or that someone doesn't like us. Usually there is something happening in the dynamic between you and that other person that is a result of a trigger. So when you notice that, you either notice that you don't like someone, or you assume that they don't like you, or you notice that you're actually triggered, I want you to ask yourself these three questions. First, notice that you're being triggered. Second, ask yourself, what does this interaction or this person remind me of? Now, it could be another person that they remind you of, or an interaction that you've had in the past, probably with another person. And it's just really helpful to become aware, oh, I'm responding in this way, assuming I don't like them, or that they don't like me, or I'm being triggered. And it's got nothing actually to do with this person and what's happening in front of us, but actually something from the past. Secondly, notice how you behave when you're triggered in this way. Just notice what happens. How do you close off? And it could be that you end up leaning out of the relationship, or maybe you lean in and start controlling in a specific way. So get specific about what happens for you. And then thirdly, notice how the other person responds to this dynamic, to this trigger. And that's beautiful, because now you're moving into relational awareness and you're noticing how your behavior always has an impact on the other person, and the way they then filter that information through their own set of triggers and then come back to you in the relationship. So you want to notice what the feedback is when you show up in that way. Now, Sometimes we think that we need to actually act on the trigger for the other person to respond to the trigger, but people pick up on our energy all the time, those things that are unsaid, because we show the way we're being triggered and the way we feel and the way we're thinking, that fear response, we show that in subtle micro behaviors that people pick up on because we're all so great at noticing these unconsciously, not necessarily being conscious of them, but being unconscious of them. And our unconscious then tells us, hey, this is how you need to respond to keep yourself safe. And then that's how the dynamic continues to play out. Now, when we are coming from a place of unawareness or a lack of awareness, we will just assume that this person is just someone we don't like, or they just don't like us, or we will blame the other person for our behavior. So by simply practicing the exercises that I've shared here, what you're doing is becoming more aware, which allows you to actually meet the person in front of you in real time, knowing and seeing the way you're relating with each other for what it is, which is usually nothing to do with the two of you actually. And so that allows you to then create and lean into connection in ways that you probably wouldn't if you didn't have that awareness. Now, the third step you want to take to enter into conscious relationship with others without the other person even needing to be aware that you're doing anything different is that we want to now approach the relationships with intention. Now, the way that almost all of our relationships are when we're coming from an unconscious place is that we don't have intentions for the relationship. Perhaps in a professional context, we might have some goals of the relationship, but rarely does that relationship or the team, which includes multiple relationships, rarely do those intentions include what would set up the two individuals or the group of individuals for success in a professional context, which seems like such a basic necessity when you think about it. We all have different needs, which means if we think about the needs that set us up for our working and professional success, then that allows us to open up a container in a professional context that allows both parties' best working styles to come together to set you both up to have the best professional relationship together. But we rarely have that conversation with each other, and so we do not have clear intentions about it. The way I want you to think about intentions in this episode today is think about how you want to grow in this particular relationship, and also think about what you want to learn. So just answering those two questions for yourself as you think about a specific relationship or a relationship area or even your community as a whole will give you some information about what you want to deepen into and how you want to use your relationships to promote growth and learning. Now, if you pick one quality, whatever it is, it could be respect, as I've said before, it could be meaningful connection, whatever the quality is, pick one thing, and you now want to approach your relationship or your relationships, knowing that that is the purpose of the relationship. You're learning how to grow into that quality. You're learning more about that quality itself. Now, notice how when you meet that person the next time or those people, the way you show up in that relationship completely changes. And also probably your appreciation of the relationship also expands because now you know why you're there. It gives you a sense of control in a dynamic that typically has no control or which you have no control over. And it allows you to go really, really deep into that connection in a unique way that you wouldn't have had without that intention being clear to you. So just notice what you get from that interaction now that you have an intention and compare that to your previous interactions when there was no intention and just notice what you preferred. So, my friends, that is the first step today in entering into conscious relationship with other people in your life. You get to now go away and test these exercises and see for yourself how the dynamic changes with the people you're consciously relating with. Now, in our upcoming episodes, I'm going to be sharing more conscious relationship principles, practices, and tools to support you as you enter into conscious relationship in real time and also in
.
thank you for listening to Relate Higher, your go-to resource for learning how to consciously approach all of your relationships. To deepen your learning and practice, make sure you're subscribed to receive the Relate Higher community newsletter. This is a weekly newsletter sent to you every Monday, providing further coaching and education to support your relationships. Subscribe at relatehigher.com/community. And if you haven't yet left a 5-star review for the podcast, we ask that you please do that now so that this podcast can reach other listeners who also want to learn and practice conscious higher relating. Because remember, the more people who learn, the better relationships we all enjoy.